The Story of Aoyagi. In the era of Bunmei, 1469 to 1486, there was a young samurai called Tomotada in the service of Hatakeyama Yoshimune, the lord of Noto. Tomotada was a native of Echizen, but at an early age he had been taken as a page into the palace of the daimyo of Noto and had been educated under the supervision of that prince for the profession of arms. As he grew up, he proved himself both a good scholar and a good soldier, and continued to enjoy the favor of his prince. Being gifted with an amiable character, a winning address, and a very handsome person, he was admired and much liked by his samurai comrades. When Tomotada was about 20 years old, he was sent upon a private mission to Hosokawa Masamoto, the great daimyo of Kyoto, a kinsman of Hatakeyama Yoshimune. Having been ordered to journey through Echizen, the youth requested and obtained permission to pay a visit on the way to his widowed mother. It was the coldest period of the year when he started, and though mounted upon a powerful horse, he found himself obliged to proceed slowly. The road which followed passed through a mountain district where the settlements were few and far between. And on the second day of his journey, after a weary ride of hours, he was dismayed to find that he could not reach his intended halting place until late in the night. He had reason to be anxious, for a heavy snowstorm came on, with an intensely cold wind, and the horse showed signs of exhaustion. But in that trying moment, Tomotada unexpectedly perceived the thatched room of a cottage on the summit of a near hill, where willow trees were growing. With difficulty, he urged his tired animal to the dwelling, and he loudly knocked upon the storm doors, which had been closed against the wind. An old woman opened them and cried out compassionately at the sight of the handsome stranger. "Ah, how pitiful, a young gentleman traveling alone in such weather. Deign, young master, to enter." Tomotada dismounted and, after leading his horse to the shed in the rear, entered the cottage, where he saw an old man and a girl warming themselves by a fire of bamboo splints. They respectfully invited him to approach the fire, and the old folks then proceeded to warm some rice wine and to prepare food for the traveler, whom they ventured to question in regard to his journey. Meanwhile, the young girl disappeared behind the screen. Tomotada had observed with astonishment that she was extremely beautiful.